And now this, Tony Auth, the Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist who for so many years made us smile and think over our morning coffee, died yesterday at the age of 72. WHYY's Vice President of News and Civic Dialogue, Chris Cetullo, was Tony's colleague and friend at both the Inquirer and here at WHYY. Chris has this remembrance.
What I'll miss most, and there is so much that I'll miss about Tony Auth, is the joy. The buoyant joy that Tony found in his work, his colleagues, and in a world that, while never quite living up to his bold expectations, never failed to fill him with delight, curiosity, and hope. Tony Auth, the Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist, children's book illustrator, and all-around great guy, died Sunday at the age of 72. People seem frequently to imagine the editorial cartoonist as a dour, sarcastic sort, all curmudgeonly snarls. Those people never had the privilege to hang around Tony Auth's drawing board as he wove his wonders. Yes, his pen could be a rapier that flew to its mark, but he never wielded it in sour cynicism. Always in hope. Sometimes anger, too, but always hope. As readers, you know him best through his work, the thousands of editorial cartoons bringing wit, insight, and outrage to topics as near as City Hall and as far away as Kabul. But that was not the very best way to know him. For as fine a cartoonist as Tony was, he was an even better friend and colleague, as I came to treasure over the two decades we worked together, here and at the Inquirer. When Tony came to WHYY to write a graceful coda to his career, even at the age of 70, he embraced with joy, that word again, the challenges of translating his ink-stained craft into the new modes of digital animation and audio. And he did it so well in the time that disease allowed him. For much of Tony's stint at WHYY, he was fighting the cancer that on Sunday extinguished his great light. He worked through chemo, radiation, and operations. It wouldn't be true to say in that tired cliche that Tony battled his cancer. Better to put it that he refused to surrender his joy to the disease. He chose optimism over grim struggle. He rarely complained. He would just growl, "I've got to get past this phase so I can get back to work. I have so many more great ideas to work on, so much more to invent. Let's just get to it." He came to grasp that this disease would be the end of him, but he never surrendered hope. He just rewrote the terms. He hoped fiercely for one more surge of energy and clear mind, for a few more moments to do just a little more work that could give you all delight. Those final gifts, painfully, will drift forever in the limbo of what could have been. But what Tony Auth gave us over four rollicking decades was more than just drawings memorable, distinguished, and rare. He showed us the way of principled optimism. He showed us how to live with joy. I'm Chris Cetullo, telling a friend one last time that I love him.